So readings taken from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it'll be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can bear nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord.
Hello. So, I'm going to be talking about much fruit, and we're going to be focusing on that reading just there. And if I was to summarise that reading, I would summarise it with remain in me, and I will remain in you. And there's a large part of me that just wants to say that and just walk off, because I think that's just a brilliant way to sum up the whole focus of the reading. But I have to do a talk, and a talk I will do. So I'm going to cast our minds back to about 3 weeks ago, and I was in a driving lesson. I've just passed my driving theory test. Got my test on Wednesday, everyone. Woo! And what happens? My driving instructor pulls me up on the side of the road. He points to the car in front and he says, Rob, can you read that number plate? And I look at him and I say, George, no, I cannot. Which sends me on a journey of self-discovery across about a week, where I go to the opticians, I get an eye test, and I get told, you have been breaking the law for the last 8 months when you've been in control of a vehicle due to your eyesight. So you may have noticed I've now got glasses. Hands up, who else has glasses? It's quite a lot. So, we've got a lot of people who kind of know this feeling. It's actually quite amazing. I've stood here quite a lot of times over the last few years, and not once have I been able to read that clock. And I just assumed that everybody couldn't read that clock when they were stood here. It's great. I can now see the exact moment when I run over the time I've been given for a talk. And it's brilliant. I can see all your faces. You're not just one amorphous blob of people. I can see each and every one of you. And I've been given clarity. And I'm a sucker for a metaphor. And we can probably all see where this is going. But in a similar way to how if we remain in God, we can see clearly, we can grow. Having glasses, putting them on, we can see. It's a nice, simple metaphor. But that's kind of all it is, a simple metaphor. And the reading, I think, is talking about a lot more. Now, with church, we're in a period of Lysig. I prefer to call Lysig Leitje, which I think stands for leading your church to level up. Woo! But I don't think most people go along with that for some reason. But it's the same thing. We've got a feeling of growth in the church. We've got a feeling of excitement leading our church into growth. And for some of us, maybe many of us, that's a bit hard to comprehend. We look around the church and we think, it's smaller. There's not as many people here. How can we be growing if it seems that people are leaving, that people aren't here anymore. And so if we think about the people who aren't in our church anymore, we've got to think about where they've gone. Because a lot of people haven't left the church. They may have left our church, but they've gone on. They've grown, they've developed, they've remained with Jesus, they've remained with the vine, and they've been called elsewhere. And there's really nothing wrong with that. We who are here, we have been pruned, as it says in the reading. We've remained and we are being pruned. We are moving on to reap much fruit. Do you like my fruit there? So right now in our church, we are at the beginning of something pretty fantastic. And I think all of us can kind of feel that. That wasn't meant to happen. We can kind of feel that we are moving on. We are all growing, both as a church and as an individual. But to do that, we've got to have our faith in God. We've got to trust in Jesus. We've got to remain in the vine. So are we listening? God is calling us to produce much fruit. And really, this fruit, this is what we want. We want to be a church that is fruitful, a church that produces new things, a church that grows. And we don't want to be a church that doesn't. The reading talks about the churches that don't remain, well, the people who don't remain with Jesus, that don't remain in him, they wither and they get cast out and burned. That sounds horrible. I don't want to be cast out and burned. I don't want to wither. I don't even know what withering is. But then, what we've got to ask is, if we remain, what are we wanting? What is the fruit? And really, that can be anything that's the product of effective prayer. Anything that produces growth for ourselves and for our church. Pardon me, got a horrible cold. That was disgusting. I apologise. In our reading, we heard that branches that produce fruit are pruned to become more fruitful. We want to produce more fruit. These fruits, faithfulness, being a follower, having a healthy church and a healthy community. We want this desire. We have a desire for these things to happen for ourselves, for our church. And it's amazing. And we're in a church that is beginning to do this, a church that is beginning to produce much fruit. And that's not saying that what we've been doing hasn't been productive and hasn't been producing things. But we're doing it more. We're focusing, we're building, we're growing, we're remaining in the vine. We're all being called to take a step out in our faith. But if a church is nothing else, it's built as an individuals together creating our church. So it's one thing to say our church can grow, but that's never going to happen unless we ourselves can grow. So when I think about this, I think about the kids we have in church. Hello. Lucy, come here. This is Lucy. You probably all know her. Lucy, I've known you your whole life. How weird's that? I can remember you as a baby. That's so weird. Don't you think that's weird? I've known Lucy her whole life. Go sit down, Lucy, that's great. There's a load of kids. Level up. I can remember level up as babies. Well, most of them. That's really weird for me. But what's even weirder, and you're already thinking it, you can remember me as a baby. Ooh, that's scary. We're all thinking it. Ooh, what's Rob doing there? He's up at the front. We're being called to step out in our faith. We're all here. We've all remained. And that's brilliant. We've got a fantastic group of young people. We want them to remain. in the vine. Our personal growth is dependent on the church's growth, but the church's growth is dependent on our growth. To do that, we need to build ourselves, we need to focus, we need to pray. We need to trust in God. We need to be willing to remain in Jesus. Because only through trusting in him can we see clearer. And God will guide us and he will prune us and push us the right way forward. So if we remain in Jesus, we will be pruned. And this is a very big metaphor. And I do wonder, what do we mean by we say pruned? It means if we remain with the faith, if we remain in Jesus, if we trust him and if we follow him, we will then grow in our faith. And through growing in our faith, others will grow. Our church will grow. It's all connected. It's all connected through one thing. It's all connected through Jesus. Through Jesus, we can see life in a new way. Like putting on a new pair of glasses. Through Jesus, we can all produce great fruit. We just need to take that step in faith. So how can we achieve this? It goes back to that summary of our reading. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For us to grow, for us to have Jesus within us, as a part of us, for us to have Jesus remaining in us, we need to remain in him. We need to make sure that everything we do is focused for Jesus. We need to trust. We need to follow. The fruit comes from Jesus, because Jesus is the vine. It's the vine that connects us all. It's the vine that connects us to growth, that connects us to the fruit. And so this is really the hard part, because we need to be submissive. We need to be followers. We need to listen. We need to take a sit down and think, God, Jesus, what do you want me to do? What more can I do? And sometimes we think, there's something I really want to do. There's something I really want to do for the church. There's something I really want to do in my life. But I don't feel ready for it. But maybe doing it is what you need to do to become ready for it. If there's something, some part of the church that you have a feeling that you're called towards, go for it. Because doing that, you are remaining in Jesus. You are following him. You are doing what he's asked you to. And only through doing that will you be able to produce more fruit. If you trust him, no matter what, it will pay off. Undoubtedly. So, growth. It comes through trust. It comes through saying to God, it comes through saying to Jesus, I trust you. I don't know what you want me to do, or even I've got a vague idea of what you want me to do, but I'm going to trust you and I'm going to do it anyway because I love you. Because it's what I want to do. Because I want to grow. And that's all I can. And that links incredibly to faith. Through having faith in him, through having faith in his word, through having faith in his callings for you, through hearing what he's asking you to do, through trusting in him, they're linked. And through following, if we want to remain in him, we need to go for it. We need to listen to his word. We need to follow him. We need to not just say, I trust you. We need to not just say, I have faith in you. We need to say, I've got trust in you. I've got faith in you. I'm going to go do it. Because that's what you want me to do. And this is all incredibly scary. But through trust, we grow. By faith, we grow. And by following, we grow. And Jesus wants us to grow. And we want ourselves to grow. And we want to grow because we love him. And so, I've honestly got no idea if I've gone over time or under time. But I'm going to leave you here with some final thoughts, some final questions, really. What can I do? And I don't mean what can I do, what can you do? What can we all do? Am I growing? Ask yourself, do I feel like I'm growing in my faith? Do I feel like I'm contributing to the church's growth? And then ask yourself, if not, why is that? What could you do to begin to grow? A few hints there. If so, how am I growing? In what ways am I growing? What am I doing which is leading me to grow in my faith? What is leading me to grow in my relationship with Jesus? What is leading me to contribute to the growth in my church? And then finally, what can I do to produce much fruit? What can I do more? How can I help? How can I help myself? How can I help my church? What can I do to help fruit be produced? Through trust we grow, through faith we grow, and by following we grow. And most importantly, Jesus said, remain in me, and I will remain in you. Thank you.